Good morning. An Alberta Clipper, currently moving through interior New York and New England, is producing clouds and scattered snow showers. Some of the snow showers are dusting the ground up to an inch or two in spots, and this Clipper will take pretty much the afternoon to move by. As it does, temperatures will climb into the upper 20s to around 30 on average for most of the region. But behind the Clipper, the wind will kick in out of the northwest and we'll begin to see temperatures fall, especially later this afternoon and through the evening. In fact, overnight tonight, some of the coldest air of the season will pour into the region. Clouds and snow showers will be common early on. Then the clouds will tend to break up as temperatures drop through the teens and single digits. And most everyone will wake up tomorrow morning between 0 and 10 below. But with the wind that time gusting up to 20 to 30 miles per hour, wind chills will be as low as 20 to 40 below zero first thing on Friday morning. Little relief during the day Friday. The wind will ease up a bit, but still be quite breezy out. The sun will make a comeback tomorrow, but high temperatures will stay between 0 and 10 above, and wind chills will be between 10 and 30 below all day long. On Saturday, another Clipper will approach with snow showers. Out ahead of it, temperatures will be back up into the teens. That Clipper will intensify along the eastern seaboard Saturday night and keep snow going, especially in New England, overnight and into Sunday morning. In parts of New York, east of the Hudson River, we'll have a bit more accumulation, and especially in New England during the early morning hours on Sunday. But the big story again will be the wind and the cold associated with this Clipper and behind it, as high temperatures on Sunday will struggle to get above zero with wind chill values 20 to 40 below all day long. More cold, but dry weather on Monday for President's Day, mostly sunny near 10 above. And another storm will approach from the Gulf in the Tennessee Valley on Tuesday into Wednesday, with another chance for more snow in the region with highs back into the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect downwind of the western Great Lakes and the UP of Michigan and western lower Michigan. Lake effect snow behind that Alberta Clipper will produce totals of around 2 to 6 inches in most places with blowing and drifting snow. Also behind the Clipper, wind chill advisories and warnings have been issued for large parts of the Midwest through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast. Wind chill advisories are also out for the Appalachians into the Smoky Mountains for wind chills as low as 10 below zero in western parts of North Carolina. And high pressure over the Great Basin and low pressure over the Baja continues to produce Santa Ana winds, and that will persist into the weekend in extreme Southern California. Winds at times will increase to 50 to 60 miles per hour, and isolated gusts could get as high as 80 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tenerife Sur, Spain, at 7:17 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Gazvin, Iran, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 10 above zero, with a west wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow showers and 25 degrees, the dew point 13. 60% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.76 inches, and it is currently falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Santa Ana, California, to a low of 20 below zero at Berlin, New Hampshire, and Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with snow showers in the mid-30s, Boston cloudy with snow showers and highs in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo, snow showers, windy, with temperatures falling from the 20s through the teens and into the single digits by sunset. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 27 degrees, the low 7, the average temperature 17, that's 8 degrees below average. No snowfall yesterday, 22.9 inches for the month, which is 17.7 inches above average, and 62.9 inches for the season, which is 23.6 inches of snow above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 55, set in 1932, and the record low, 16 below zero in 1979. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:23 p.m., 10 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow showers today, highs in the 20s. Scattered snow showers this evening, becoming windy with slow clearing overnight tonight. Lows 5 to 15 below, with wind chill values as low as 20 to 40 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with light snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Scattered snow showers this evening, then becoming windy with slow clearing overnight tonight. Lows 0 to 5 above, with wind chill values as low as 15 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow showers today. Early highs in the 20s, then temperatures fall with increasing wind this afternoon. Scattered snow showers this evening, windy, with slow clearing overnight tonight. Lows 5 to 15 below, with wind chill values as low as 20 to 40 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with light snow showers today and highs right around 30. Scattered snow showers this evening, becoming windy with slow clearing overnight tonight, with lows near zero and wind chill values as low as 20 below. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with light snow showers today, highs in the upper 20s. Scattered snow showers this evening, becoming windy with slow clearing overnight tonight, lows 0 to 10 below, with wind chill values as low as 30 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, but bitter cold, 0 to 10 above, with wind chills well below zero all day long. Light snow likely Saturday in the teens. More light snow Saturday night and Sunday morning. Windy and bitter cold Sunday afternoon, lows 0 to 5 above, with wind chills 20 to 40 below. Mostly sunny, 10 above Monday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday with a chance of snow late Tuesday through the day on Wednesday with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.